Let's talk today about a corner of Hilchos Yichud that perhaps has more relevance or more highlighted relevance in recent decades. The Sif Yud was the end of dinim that derive from Hilchos, from the sugyas in the end of Kiddushin. Oftentimes the tour in the Shulchan Aruch will organize topics in that way. That's what comes, I'll say to this Gemara, and then sort of the other dinim on the topic that come from other sugyas. The truth is Yoredeya as a whole, the first half of Yoredeya in a sense is organized that way, the first half of Yoredeya, the first, what we call the first chelik and into the second chelik, is Hilchos Kashrus, but the first chelik Yoredeya through the end of Teruvus are those topics that come from Maseches Chulin, Shechita, Treifus, Minim Timayim, Basav Melicha, Basav Chalav Taruvus, and more or less in that order in the Masechta. And then after that, following the lead of the tour, the Shulchan Aruch then presents the dinim of that the kashrus that come from Maseches Avodah Zarah. Sometimes even on a more micro scale, also the dinim within a particular topic, sometimes you'll present first all those dinim that come from the course of Gid, then other dinim that follow. So through Sif Yud, where the dinim that flow from the sugyas at the end of Kiddushin, and then last week we saw the din of Tinokes, which is a Rambam, but not directly from the Kiddushin sugyas, and Sif Yud Beis as well, which will be the final Sif that we'll be learning together in Siman Chav Beis. Sif Yud Beis also is from the Rambam, but not from the sugyas in Kiddushin, the din of Androgynous. So Shulchan Aruch quotes, Androgynous ein misyachim hanashim, ve'im misyached ein makin oso p'nei shehu safek. Aval ish misyached im androgynous im atumtum. And that is associated with a quote from the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, in Perek Chav Beis, that the androgynous has an isur yichud with women, but not with men. With women, but not with men. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Rambam writes, that's what the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch quote. Sim Perikov Beis Halachida. Word for word. So as you know, it's a double kasha. The double kasha. The first kasha is that the Tosefta does not present it that way. So as you saw, the Tosefta in Bikurim, near the beginning of Perek Beis, Halachas Beis through Vav, have the dinam, a lot of the dinam of Androgynous, and many versions of Mishnayos, that chunk is more or less presented as a Perek Dalet of Mishnayos Bikurim, even though it's Perek Dalet of Mishnayos Bikurim is like Perek Vav of Mishnayos Avos. It's not really Perek of Mishnayos, it's a Perek of Brisos that was tacked on, is often printed together with the Mishnayos. So the Tanaim in Bikurim, as you saw, have the dinim of Androgynous. They organize the dinim of Androgynous in ways in which he's similar to both men and women, similar to neither, similar to men, and similar to women. And the So the Tosefta writes that Androgynous is asur lehisyached even with men, and that's one of the ways in which he's similar to women, is that he's forbidden to have yichud with a man. So the Rambam and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are all fly in the face of that and say Androgynous essentially, for yichud purposes, is essentially a male. He's asur b'yichud with women, but he's mutter b'yichud with men. That's a kasha mi gemara, and it's a kasha mi svara. It's a double kasha. And I wanted to. The Rambam and the Torah of Shulchan Aruch are against the Tanaim. It's a kasha mi gemara, and in the broader sense, is against the sources. And it's a kasha mi svara that you would have expected. It's hard to understand why it should be true. Why should it be? Is asa b'yichud with women, is mutter b'yichud with men? You typically treat them as a. You would expect him to be a suffix or at least symmetrical. And either he's somewhere in between, or he's a suffix zach of a suffix in the keva. So that, those are the approaches that the Tanaim have to the din of androgynous. It's very hard to understand why there should be an asymmetry. Is mutter b'yichud with men, but aser b'yichud with women. The Gra is perhaps the most vocal about this problem. He's not the first one to raise it. So you saw that the Yosef Kar himself raises this question in different places and answers it in different ways. He raised in the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam, and they raised in the Beis Yosef and the Torah, who, like the Shulchan Aruch, preceding the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Rambam. So in the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam, Yosef Karo says that maybe the Rambam didn't paskin like Tosefta. What gives the Rambam the right to not paskin like Tosefta? We know that the Rambam is willing to, there's a machlokes asugis, he's willing to say, machlokes asugis, I'll decide how I paskin. And since he's writing a sefer halacha, the genre of Mishnah Torah is to quote those, the maskanos lahalacha, so whatever he doesn't paskin like is not going to be quoted. So the case of Mishnah, he says, look, so maybe the Rambam doesn't hold like this Tosefta. What gives the right to hold like Tosefta? So it can't be a machlokes as the Rambam against the Tosefta, a Rambam against Tanam. But, as you saw in the case of Mishnah, he says, well, maybe the Rambam understood that this is really mutal b'machlokas in a Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Mishnah at the very end of the Sugya has a stira, the top of Pei Beis Lamed Aleph has a stira whether or not, whether Nech should do Yisrael Mishkav Zachar or Lo Nech should do Yisrael Mishkav Zachar. Rabbi Yehuda introduces certain Siyagim because of their concerns lead to Mishkav Zachar, and the Tana, the Mishnah says other Tanaim disagreed, and the Gemara explains that there was an underlying questions whether Nech should do a Mishkav Zachar or not. So the case of Mishnah, Yosef Kara writes, look, the line in the Tosefta that androgynous is Aser B'Yichud with a man, that's rooted in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Nech should do Yisrael Mishkav Zachar. Says, we don't pass like Yehuda. So we don't pass like Yehuda. We don't pass like Tosefta. Tosefta is only Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. So the Vilna Gaon, on the Shulchan Aruch, right here in the Be'er HaGra, if you're using a Frankel Rambam, you'll find the Gra on the page of Rambam also. But that's because one of the tools that they introduced, the Frankel Rambam, they printed many more Svar, many more Farsh on the page that weren't available before. They also introduced their own tools. And of course, Vitzudim on the side, that's something that they introduced, a collection of Makoros largely from Rechaim Kanievsky's Kiras Melech. They have the collection of Shinui Nischos, different Girsos and Rambam, and they collect they have a Gra on the Rambam, not only a Gra on the Rambam, it's really, they collected largely Gras from Be'er HaGra, but since the Shulchan Aruch often quotes, like here, quotes the Rambam more or less verbatim, so the comments of the Gra are often relevant to the Rambam, so they will either quote it in toto, or they'll clip the pieces of the comments of the Gra that are relevant to the Rambam. It's a useful tool that they put together. So again, you have a Shulchan Aruch, you look in the Be'er HaGra and Shulchan Aruch, or you have a Frankel Rambam from you, you'll see the Gra on the page. So the Gra is very upset with that approach, because he says it's clearly not the pshat in the Tosefta. Tosefta did not forbid the androgynous to have yichud with men because of a viewing it through the prism of Mishkav Zachar. He said before. Tosefta, and again in Perek Dala, the Bryce of Perek Androgynous, organizes these dinim by ways in which he's similar to male, female, so on and so forth. And this falls under the rubric of, this is one of the drachim sheshava androgynous lenashim, in that he's aser b'yichud with men. So it's not that we're seeing him as a form of Mishkav Zachar. We're saying that's that one of the ways in which he's like a female. So that doesn't seem to correspond at all to the Kesef Mishnah's understanding that this is Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't sound like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a concern of Mishkav Zachar. Moreover, Moreover, the Magid Mishnah is somewhat mysteriously. Well, while the Kesef Mishnah is very upset with how could the Rambam say it isn't against the Tosefta, so the Magid Mishnah says the marker is Tosefta. The Kesef Mishnah is Tosefta exclamation mark question mark. Ah, how are you talking? The Magid Mishnah is just very common. Says, yeah, Tosefta. So that's why it's hard to say from the language of the Tosefta and from the Magid Mishnah. It seems like there's a different approach to the Rambam that's available other than pitting the Rambam against the Tosefta. So you saw that the Rav Yosef Karo himself has a different approach than the Beis Yosef, and then the Gra presents a third approach. The Beis Yosef suggests a different gears in the Tosefta. The Gra suggests a different gears in the Rambam. The Beis Yosef says maybe the Rambam has a different gears in the Tosefta. Yeah, the Rambam. Well, the Rambam says that your mutter Androvus is mutter b'yichud with women. I said if mutter b'yichud with men, so maybe that was his gears in the Tosefta. So I don't know. You looked around in many different versions of Tosefta, many different versions of Perek Dalet, Perek Androvus. Did anyone find an extant girsa like the Beis Yosef? Beis Yosef is speculating. Maybe the Rambam had a different girsa. Anyone find that? The Girsa in the Tosefta and Perek Androgynous? It's like, no. I'm sorry?
They all mention
Yichud.
They think
of
some other stuff.
Right. They all mention Yichud, the Isu Yichud with men. Yeah, so that's very difficult. That's very difficult. To the Gra, then, also takes a Girsological approach. His approach is maybe a different Girsa in the Rambam. Maybe a different Girsa in the Rambam. He does point out that there are other difficulties in the language of the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch. Pasach b'androgynous v'siyim b'tumtum. He says, androgynous has no yichud women. Androgynous has no yichud women, but a man may have yichud both with androgynous and with a tumtum. So how come the tumtum only comes in at the end? He didn't take a stand on the tumtum. That's where the Gra suggests. The Gra suggests that maybe the proper gears in the Rambam is that he's saying androgynous ain't a mesiachid lo im ha'anoshim velo im ha'anoshim, because he won't get malchus either way, because either way is a suffix, but misafik both are aser, and misafik we don't give an onish. And then he says understands that the end of the Rambam also should change the girsa. Not the ish is misyached with androgynous and with tumtum, but ish and isha can each be misyached with a tumtum. Androgynous is aser to both, and tumtum is mutter to both. Again, androgynous is I should have laid that out up front. Androgynous is a person who has both male and female genitalia, and then a tumtum is someone who seems to, it's not clear what he has. It's covered with extra skin and extra tissue. It doesn't have any apparent genitalia of either sort. And Jorgen says both. So the Gra says that Tumtum is no Yichud whatsoever, and Androgynous, like all the Girsos that we have of the Tosefta, of Perek Androgynous, Androgynous is Asiv Yichud Bein Im Ha'anoshim Ubein Im Hanoshim. Now the problem is, you look in the Shinui Nischos of the Frankel Rambam, I did not have the chance to look in Rav Rabinovich's Yad Pshuta, but certainly in terms of the Girsos that the Frankel Rambam collects, both on the page and the back, they do not have any evidence from Kisvei Yad or from older editions to along the lines of the Gra. It's very, in concept, he raises strong kashas, again, both Minei Ubei and Mibachutz. Yeah, the Mibachutz question, what do you do the Tosefta? Minei Ubei, that the language is not consistent from the ratio to say for the Rambam, introducing Tumtum at the end. So it's, in concept, it's an exciting Girsa change. We have neither yet found, other Girsa sources to back up the Beis Yosef's speculation about the Girsa and the Tosefta, nor have we yet found, so far as I know, sources to back up the Gra speculation about the Girsa and the Rambam. Halacha l'masa, halacha lamaase, what emerges is a machlokas, a poskim. Everyone agrees that androgynous is forbidden to have yichud with women. And a machlokas, Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, versus Gra, is androgynous mutar aser to have yichud with men. And again, as I said before, there's really two kinds. The Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, who are matir, the androgynous, to have yichud with men. So there's a double kasha. One kasha will do the Tosefta. The other kasha, again, is misvara, why should it be true? Why should it be true? While the Gra does not have affirmative basis for his alternative girsa, I mean, he does have a Tosefta, that's clear. And he does have, we don't have a ksavyad that corroborates the Gra's suggestion about the change of girsa to Rambam. But again, there is internal evidence of the Rambam also, the steer mirational seifa. And in addition to all that, in addition to the Tosefta, in addition to the Diyukim language of the Rambam, Misvara, that's consistent with how we usually treat androgynous. That's consistent how we usually treat androgynous. So the second kasha, the Rambam Torah Shulchan Aruch, is just the kasha misvara. So there are several approaches to that as well. And thinking about these approaches may have a larger implications as to be presented al shulchan malachim. So one approach that comes in several flavors is maybe there's no, this goes back to the discussion we had last week that had come up earlier also. It may be there's no iser yichud between a man and an androgynous because a man will not have a taiva for the androgynous. Even if al-pidin, he's a suffik nekeva, or al-pidin is sort of shakul, and he's half zachar, half nekeva, but it may be that the men would not have a taiva for an androgynous. Why would that be? This comes in various forms. You saw the Noseh Kalim start to different variations. One approach is Beis Shmuel in Sifkat and Tezayin, I believe it is, quotes from the Beis in the Prisha. So he says he's not a vada in a keva, so he's not going to, he's not going to attract the attention of men. Or you say like the Chalkas Mechokik does, that it's that the zachar will be repelled because another man will be repelled because he's a safek zachar, safek keva. So, ironically, returning to the Kesef Mishnah's point, lo nechshav Yisrael a mishkav zachar. So, just from psychologically speaking, maybe that's why the ein hazachar misavelo. Again, either ein hazachar misavelo, where the Beis Shmuel presents he's not avad in a keva, or ein hazachar misavelo because al pidin he's a safek zachar, and therefore there's a concern. That's a complicated question, would that constitute Mishkav Zachar or not? And then there's a third approach, which is, I believe, the Chaste David in the bottom of the Tosefta. So he says, Eina Zachar Mas'avala, because although Al-Pidin, he's generally treated as a Safek Zachar, Safek Nekeva, Chatzi Nekeva, one of the ways in which he's Shavala Zachar is that he's Mislabesh Kezachar. It's one of the demons in the Tosefta. He's mislabish kazachas. What does that mean? So that means that there are certain dinim, while for most areas of halacha it can be machmer in both directions, there are certain dinim you have to bite the bullet. So look, let's say when it comes to mitzvahs, so as he's a chayv in mitzvahs from the time he's 12, or he or she, not sure what to say, the androgynous will be chayv mitzvahs from the time that the androgynous is 12. But at the same time, you know, chayv in mitzvos asay shazman grama from the time that androgynous is 13. Okay. So oftentimes you can make a more direct cheshbon. Let's stop to think for a moment at how incredibly painful and complex such a life is. At the same time, that usually he's be machmer in both directions, but the Tosefta says in terms of the dinam of Begadish and Begadisha, he's mislabish kezacher. So what l'chaora that means is more than just sort of, you know, one mitzvah out of the Tayyad. What that's saying is that's his gender, al piyad din, that's his gender identity. In terms of specific mitzvahs and specific dinim of Zav and Zava and so on and so forth, so he'll be machmer in both directions. But in terms of gender identity, you have to make a choice. It can't be both. Well, how is he going to dress? Again, dress is presumably what we would call gender identity. And the Tosefta says, "Im islabish kezacher." So there we do have to pick one or the other, and the halacha says, kezacher. So that's a third approach, that because it's mislabish kezacher, so that's what's going to drive in hazacher misavelo, and he is misavelo while a woman would, because his gender identity is male. So those are the first three approaches, or three variations on a theme, in terms of why bisva, how you understand the approach of the Rambam. The tour in the Shulchan Aruch, Misvara. Misvara, you understand why this isn't symmetrical, either, again, in HaZachar Masavolo, because it's a Suffolk. Let's work backwards. Either the third approach we mentioned is Mislabish Kazachar, is male gender identity, Alpidin, or the first approach, the Beis Shmuel, the Prisha, he's not a Vaid in the cave. Let's just explain for a moment. It's not exactly the same thing. Because what that's saying is some other male may understand that he's both, and that's not attractive. While in the reverse direction, why not say, look, he's not a Vaid Zachar? So this does go back probably to Nashim Dait and Kalas. This goes back to the asymmetry between men and with the dynamic between men and women in the world of Hilchos Yichud, which again is rooted in a tendency towards an asymmetry in the sociological reality. That goes back to Nashim Dait and Kalas, which we saw at the very beginning of Hilchos Yichud, is that Hilchos Yichud concerns itself with probabilities. And it's more common a male will be male will commence rather than the female. So that's why it's more common that in the more typical case that the mission describes, that he'll potentially be mefata to women is more likely than that she would potentially be mefata to men. And that's why shnei anashim ksheir mutar biyichud with a woman. While two women are not mutaros biyichud with a man, and so here as well, if you assume that there's more likely the male in the situation will be beginning the dynamic, so the zachar is not going to be misavet to this safek zachar safek nekeva, while the androgynous might still be misavet for a woman. So that's why, either because he's mislabish kezachar, or just because he's an ein avad nekeva, or again because of the halachic concern of the potential for mishkav zachar. The whole situation is so strange. The potential mishkav zachar. So if any of these any of the three reasons, ein hazachar misavalo, and that is why he is mutter biyichud with men. The Mishnah Achrona on zavim has a creative approach, and the Mishnah Achrona. An important pirush on Mishnayis Zeraim and Taras. He wrote Mishnah Rishona on Zeraim. He wrote Mishnah Achrona on Taras. Very lumdish, very very fascinating. When you learn Zeraim and Taras, always a treat. So as you saw, the opening Mishnah, the second parak of Zavin, is a source of Mishnayis for the idea that androgynous nosam of chumri ha'ish v'chumri ha'isha, that both tumtum and androgynous we treat as a safek, we're machmir in both directions. It's left to the Tosefta in Bikurim to unpack all the details of that. What are all the 10, 20, 30 nafkaminas? But the concept already appears in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah Achrona, that Mishnah, Zav in Perek Beis Halacha, Mishnah Aleph, so he gives you a lot of examples. He gives a lot of examples. He points you to Mishnah and Sota. He talks about the Truma and Peis. And he talks about Mitzvah Seh Shazvan Grama, how Achilas Truma works, who's your relative. And then when he comments on... when he comments on Yichud, so he makes the following point. He says, number one, he makes the point about the gender identity even more powerfully. Not so much gender identity as much as his status vis-a-vis Kiddushin. No say the Eino Nisa. Androgyn is permitted to marry a woman. He's not permitted to be married to a man. And then he points out the practical nafkamina of that is that he will always be, to the extent that he's female, he's always a penuya. That's the Mishnah Chorinus Chap. To the extent that he's female, he's always a penuya. He never marries. He's not up. He didn't cannot marry a man. So to the extent that he's female, he's a penuya. So where does that leave you? So this is a charifus. He says, look, we worry about Safin Zachar, Safin Keva. So to the extent that he's a Zachar, he's also a Yichud with women. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. To the extent that he's the Tzad, the Keva Shabbo, will be also with Yichud to men. They all mean Yisra Rabbanan, because he's a priest. Now, probably, not any Erva. So, because he's not Yishazish, assuming he's not a Nida. So Mishnah Achronah says, so it's only Yisra Rabbanan. That goes back to the very beginning of Hilchos Yichud. So he says, yes, that's a Gemara of Avodah Zarah that's quoted, and where was the Sif Beis? That Beis Dino Shel David Gazru Al Yichud Penuya. So Chas David said, yeah, we make Zeris on Milsa Deshricha. A normal situation of Penuya, so we have an ancient Zer Rabban. He says, Androgynous is such a Milsa Deshricha, so Lo Gazru Be Rabban. Interesting charifus. And then finally, the Bach, and then the Tosi Zantim Zagos on the tour, so they get involved in maybe we are assuming that he's a steer and poskim. Do we treat the androgynous as a suffix? Do we treat the androgynous as a zachar gamur? After all, no say they don't need some mislabish kezachar. So that would be sort of the fifth approach. We had three approaches to understanding why he is Ein HaZachar Mesavalo. Then we have approach number four, which is the Mishnah Achronah in Zavim, that the concern of between Yichud between androgynous and a woman is a concern of a Daraisa, a Safek Daraisa. The concern of the Yichud between androgynous and another man is Safek Drabanan, because it's a Safek of Yichud Penuya. And one number one can say it's a Safek Drabanan. And number two, he says that it's a misal shichel gazrei aban. And the third approach, the fifth approach, they have the Bach and the Hagos Tosis Yontif, that maybe we're assuming, maybe here we're paskin, he's a zachar gamar, He's allowed to have yichud with men. I think rare to have that much discussion. The Hilchas Yichud attracts more discussion than most areas halacha in terms of how to deal with androgynous. And obviously, as you saw, we're learning the Tosefta and learning Perek Dal, Perek Androgynous. Androgynous comes up in many different situations. This is one of the places where there's a more literature and poskim about it. It is worth considering also the nafkamina, so many different approaches to how to understand the svara of the Shulchan Aruch. There may be a nafkamina in terms of dealing with other complex gender situations. As I said before, androgynous obviously is a situation which not only is halachically complex, in a certain sense, from a Lumdisha sense, perhaps very rich, conceptually rich, but in terms of the emotional reality of such a situation, incredibly fraught. incredibly complicated and incredibly painful, particularly for a Jew who wants to keep halacha properly. Androgynous is not the only situation, obviously, of a gender ambiguity. So what are we going to do with more common situations, certainly Bizman Hazem, more common situations, of someone who is grappling with same-sex attraction? You have a man who's attracted to other men, you have a woman who's attracted to other women, or how do you deal with someone who's trans, who identifies a man who is suffering from gender dysphoria, a male who identifies in his mind emotionally as a woman, or vice versa, a woman identifies as a man. And the shaila is going to come up in two different ways. Shaila will come up if an outsider is just trying to figure out, am I mutter asar b'yichud? How do I relate to this individual? And all the more so, far more painfully, you have an individual who's grappling with this, who is interested in keeping halacha properly. You have, for instance, a man who's attracted to other men, a woman who's attracted to other women, who says, halacha makes certain demands of me, very, very, very challenging demands, and I'm going to seek to keep halacha properly. I'm attracted to other men, so I'm going to seek to be misgaber and not to give in to that taiva, and so on and so forth. Obviously, a situation of that requires I would advise such an individual to seek out gedolei haposkim, people of enormously broad halachic shoulders and some of great sensitivity. Obviously, there could be a host of shailos that need to be adjudicated, and a tremendous amount of guidance in terms of how to grapple with the many nisyonos that will come up, and how to seek to have a life of great satisfaction of Avos Hashem. In certain ways, it will be a unique type of Avos Hashem, in other ways, it will be a standard of Avos Hashem. One of the issues that Gedolei Poskim need to think about, again, and Yichud is relevant in of itself, and is also perhaps a way of thinking about some of the larger issues. For instance, the notion, the first three approaches that we had, is that there's no Isser Yichud between a man and an androgynous, because in HaZachar Mis'avalo. So that may play in to Yichud in other situations of gender complexity also. And even the nuances between them, So for instance, mislavish kezachar obviously will play out differently in different situations. And mislavish kezachar is important in that it highlights the fact that halacha does, just like halacha guides us in everything else, halacha guides us in terms of gender identity as well. Obviously, that's a din of Begadish and Simlas Isha, Lav in the Torah, and even in complex situations like the androgynous, halacha will have what to say about gender identity. And you have to figure out the extent to which this should deal with people who are homosexual, the extent to which this should deal with people who are trans, and the various approaches to how you understand, assuming we're gonna accept the kula of the Shulchan Aruch lehalacha, the androgynous is mutter b'yichud with the men. So how you make sense of that, which svar you accept, is going to impact this. It's going to impact how you deal with people who grapple with same-sex attraction. It's going to impact how do you deal with people. What should the din be for people who grapple with gender dysphoria, people who are trans, and so on and so forth, and people who are actually androgynous. Androgyni do exist. It's rare. It's rare. And I think the medical literature shows that the majority of cases of androgynous are predominantly one or the other. I think often typically addressed in the delivery room, at least it was until a couple of decades ago. I don't know if that's changed. Because most of the time it's predominant on the other. And they're rare. Androgynous is rare, and a small percentage of androgynous will be mamish 50-50. Those are obviously particularly painful situations. The halacha gives us guidance, and we need to figure out how to follow that guidance properly. So these are some of the issues that would be Olal Shulchan Malachim to deal with these questions.